Welcome back to the Midday Show. It is my great pleasure to welcome the filmmaker Wendy Lobel to the Midday Show. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Adam. So happy to be here with you.
Thank you. Once again, we connect. We met at the Berkshires International Film Festival, where you had a wonderful screening. I think it was possibly close to sold out, if not sold out. A great turnout. Chevy Chase was there. We were talking about that before we got on the air. It was a fun time, and I'm so thrilled to be able to reconnect with you to talk about this important documentary, Anxiety Club, it's called. And the reason we're talking it specifically is because the Woodstock Film Festival is presenting a virtual screening, thanks to the Jolt streaming service, of Anxiety Club. It's available right now through August 14th. Congratulations on that, too. There's a lot happening with your documentary.
Thank you. Right. So this is a collaboration that we're doing with the Woodstock Film Festival to bring the film to their audience. It's like a sneak peek before we launch on Jolt, and it's great. We love the Woodstock Film Festival, and we're very excited to be having this partnership with them to bring the film to their community.
Can you just tell listeners what Anxiety Club is about? I mean, I can just say that it does follow a number of comedians, professional comedians, who suffer from anxiety, correct?
Yes, it's it, we follow it features seven comedians, stand up. Most of them are stand up comedians. In a couple of cases, it's their comedy is more sketch comedy, and they're all comedians who do material about their anxiety in their comedy. And it's really a way, I mean, it's a film about the common experience of anxiety, using comedians to talk about a serious subject. So it's a
Right.
pretty funny film, but it's also intimate and real.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to laugh because they're funny people, these your subjects, but at the same time, they're suffering, correct?
Oh yeah, I mean, different le they're all different levels of where they are with that, with their anxiety, and in some cases it was way worse in the past than it is now, and in some cases it's the opposite. But yeah, they all struggle with anxiety to some extent, and they're all doing a variety of things to try to manage it.
I don't mean to pry or get into your personal affairs, but have you had some anxiety experience on an immediate level yourself, or?
I definitely am very familiar with the anxiety struggle. I have generalized anxiety disorder, and it's a lot of the way it has shown up for me is sometimes decisions can be difficult, and there's people pleasing and not wanting to disappoint people and that kind of thing. And I've really, I've definitely learned to manage it, and I know a lot more about myself and my anxiety now than I did in the past. And it is something, I feel that can be managed with the right tools. There's help out there. So.
Right. And we see that also with your avatars, who are the subjects of the documentary, like Tiffany Jenkins, for instance, who is the primary person we follow, even though, like you said, there are seven to get all together. But we follow Tiffany as she goes through the process of exposure therapy. Can you just quickly touch on what exposure therapy is?
Sure. So a lot of people have heard perhaps of cognitive behavioral therapy, and exposure therapy is part of the B in CBT. So it doesn't, like a lot of types of therapy, it's a lot of going back and analyzing what happened in one's past, which is also great. But in this case, it's very much, here's where I am in the present. Here are the maladaptive behaviors that I've learn to do to cope badly with my anxiety, and it's about facing the fears as opposed to avoiding the things that make us fearful, because there's a lot of avoidance with anxiety, because we think that the things that we're worried about are too hard to deal with or too scary or we won't be able to do, and so we just avoid them, which is not the answer. So with exposure therapy, you're going towards the things that make you fearful and learning that it's not as scary as you once thought it was.
Wow. Yeah. It's a very powerful thing to witness as we watch Anxiety Club. I know firsthand from watching it with you actually at the Berkshires Festival. And again, I want to urge people to visit the Woodstock Film Festival website, which is woodstockfilmfestival.org, where there is a link to Anxiety Club. You click on it and you can watch Anxiety Club until the 14th of August or through the 14th of August.
One thing I want to mention, if somebody does buy a ticket, there's also through the Woodstock Film Festival, there's also going to be a virtual conversation
Oh.
on the 11th of August, and Tiffany will be there, and Baron Vaughn
Oh.
also in the
Oh,
film
wonderful.
will be there, and it's going to be moderated by Katie Borum, who is an amazing person and works does research and works at the intersection of comedy and social justice.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. Well, I was going to say I felt a little bit ignored, but I can see the point. I can see why you chose her. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. I'm kidding.
Next
I kid.
time, I know you're
I
kidding.
know. Yeah. We'll do
Although
it,
you do
you
have
know.
such a good voice, such a good radio voice, I have to say. It's very soothing, and
Oh.
it's you belong here doing this. You
Thank
know
you.
that already after 800 something.
I know I talk into microphones quite a bit, and it reduces my own anxiety, but so did watching Anxiety Club. So thank you very much. And again, people should go to woodstockfilmfestival.org. They'll find the link to stream Anxiety Club. Thank you, Wendy, so much for coming on the Midday Show today.
Great to be here with you.
98.1 KZE.